This podcast, thanks to wineforia.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit wineforia.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.
Now, I mentioned in passing an attack, a cowardly attack on an elderly lady in the Sydney's western area. An aggravated break and enter, where an elderly lady was targeted. I've heard back from police who've confirmed the details of the incident. They say yesterday a 17-year-old male was arrested at St Mary's Police Station over an alleged aggravated break and enter committed early this month on October 9. He was later charged with aggravated break and enter as well as committing a serious and total offence, goods in custody, suspected of being stolen. He's been refused bail to appear at the Parramatta Children's Court today. Now, the alleged victim, I said 80. Well, I'm told she's 75. She lives at an address in St Mary's. The alleged offender, listen to this, had previously been granted conditional bail, that'd be by police, after being charged with assaulting police and resisting arrest. That police bail included stringent conditions where he was to be kept away from the streets. So, basically, he couldn't go out at certain times. A curfew was imposed on him. A curfew imposed, which obviously, given that I know the attack happened in the wee small hours of the morning on October 9, I think at 2:30, he was breaking curfew, therefore breaking bail. Now, it's come to my attention that so scared was this 75-year-old lady, and I have no need to embarrass her, she was even too scared to leave her bedroom to go to the bathroom, and since the period of the attack has been using a bucket to go to the bathroom, I'm told. She's been that terrified of leaving her own bedroom. Obviously, she has the door locked, I'd imagine. Now, what sort of world do we live in when a 75-year-old woman is simply too scared to leave her own bedroom and has been too scared to leave her own bedroom for around about 13 days? 13 days. This little scumbag, who we can't identify because he's only 17, shouldn't have been given police bail under the stupid bail laws that we have in place at the moment, because we still haven't got the new bail laws in place. And hopefully when he comes before the Parramatta Children's Court today, the gravity of the attack and the fact that he was already on a curfew, given police bail earlier, we'll make sure the Children's Court magistrate incarcerates him so he can't terrify any more 75-year-old little old ladies in St Mary's. Unbelievable. 17-year-old, 2:30 in the morning, curfew already in place, charged with assaulting police, resisting arrest, conditions put on him, including a curfew. He goes out allegedly attacking this poor sweet lady. I believe it'll be presented to court that he was detained because his fingerprints were found on the scene. His fingerprints found at the scene. We'll be watching that one very, very closely, and we hope the 75-year-old lady finds some comfort in that he remains in custody, because under the new bail laws, the victim's thoughts have to be taken into account. Now, we haven't got the new bail laws in place yet because this government moves like turning around the Queen Mary. It's so slow to let police and also the courts know about the new bail laws. Anyway, we hope the poor sweet lady is okay in that he stays in custody.
This podcast, thanks to wineforia.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit wineforia.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.